Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome to How to Josh podcast. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. A singer doesn't present his voice to the audience. Rather, he resonates his soul with them. Today, we have one such melodious, super talented and versatile singer who has sung the hashtag number one trending songs like Chandi Gawa, Man Babreya, who has 15 million plus, 13 million plus views respectively. I'm really excited to tune in to this conversation with the superstar Madhav Mahajan. Welcome, Madhav.
Hi, Omkar. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Madhav?
I'm really good, and I'm really honored to be here with you.
Exactly. Like, we are like so obliged that you accepted our request and you're finally there on this podcast. We are really happy to have you.
No, it's my pleasure.
Definitely. Moving on, the first question to you, how's Madhav?
Perfect, sir.
Okay, that was indeed amazing. So moving on, Madhav, we just went through your whole Instagram page and we were really surprised to know a person being a doctor, an actor, a singer, a musician, like all these qualities in one single person. Like, explain us the formula, secret mantra to being such a super talented person.
So there is no secret mantra. So it was the most difficult part for me to be doctor and singer and musician at the same time. So yeah, it was very hard because choosing in between singing and being a doctor was very hard call for me because I couldn't achieve both the professions at one same time. So I had to leave my medical profession and I had to choose one. So I chose singing as my profession.
Okay,
It's not always easy to be everything at the same time, yeah.
Exactly. Like, you know, like initially the plan was to be a doctor and later on it changed to be a singer and an actor.
Yes.
So what made you think?
I never thought of being a singer previously. Singing was just my hobby, nothing else.
Okay. So like, you know, the same question, the upcoming question is regarding that. Like, you know, initially you chose to be a doctor and later on, what made you think that, yes, I want to turn my profession into like, you know, being a singer or a musician or I want to create my whole career in this music industry. So what's that one spark? So please elaborate regarding that.
Yeah. So while I was doing my MBBS, so I started doing covers. I was always fond of music and even I listened to my dad. He was also used to singing. He's even also a doctor. So I used to listen to him. He sings really well. And in the college time, I started doing covers and I formed my band in my college. And that cover, they got such a huge response and they got viral on Facebook. And my Nana cover and Enna Sona cover, they reached to millions of people. So yeah, that was the point when I thought even I can be a singer because I always enjoyed singing a lot. And you know, in doctor profession, I always used to get tired while studying. But while making music, I used to like sing for hours and hours and never get tired. And it was that moment when I felt that I should choose singing.
Okay, so something that really doesn't takes out the mother within you and like, you know, just like, you know, cherishes and enriches the mother within you, the quality was music or the profession was,
yes,
music rather, we can say.
Yes, right.
Exactly. And like,
so
moving
on. I cherish music the most because I never thought music had some like a thing to do. It was always inside of me.
Exactly. Because, you know, a true music stays
like,
within the soul.
Like giving exams and is a part you have to do, like you have to do it anyway, but music was, no one was asking me to do and no one was forcing me to do, but it was coming from inside of me. So yeah, I love making music and singing at the same time.
Exactly. Like, moving on, Madhav, like was it difficult on your part to explain to your family that you want to swipe the career to the music side and not being a doctor? Like, you know, was there some part, a challenging part in that way to convince your family?
Yeah, that was the hardest part. You know, to become a doctor, it takes around 5.5 to 6 years of study. You have to complete 6 years of study. So I knew that I want to become a singer, but how should I explain it to my parents? I was really scared at that time. Like, what should I say to my parents? Like, after completing 6 years of my study, I want to be a singer. So I was very afraid at that time. But yeah, I just told them. And you know, the best part was that they never say anything. They just said, do whatever you want to do. You shouldn't be blaming us that we forced you to be a doctor. You should be doing what you like to do.
Exactly, definitely.
Yeah, so that was the best part, because I thought it would be really difficult for me to explain everything. But yeah, it went really easy.
Good.
And they were so supportive in that thing.
Exactly. Like, have you said that you were doing the covers during the college time, and then you released a couple of songs of yours, and the whole musical journey started from there. So, like, you know, when you start up with any project, there are a lot of ups and downs, there are a lot of negativities as well as positivities to handle. So what would you like to comment about the negativity? Like, you know, how did you handle the down part whenever you started with this project? Like, I'm sure, like, people do say good things as well as bad things. So how did you deal with this bad thing?
You know, the major hurdle I faced was the vocal nodules. And it happened in third year, because I knew in first, second year I was making covers and I had a band. So I had to sing a lot at that time. And in third year I got vocal nodules. At that time, that was the most difficult part of my life, because a doctor advised me to not to sing for 2-3 months, and I even followed his advice. And after even 2-3 months, I was not able to sing, because in vocal nodules, your voice gets hoarse. So whenever you sing, your voice breaks. So it was like a very difficult time for me, and I was really scared at that time. And the last option for me was to do surgery, was to undergo surgery. And but there was a risk of going undergo surgery, was that in surgery there is a risk of losing your voice, like your singing capability. Many singers who have gone undergo surgery have lost their singing capability, and they never could sing again. So yeah, so I waited for 2 years. I was on medication. And I didn't sing for 2 years, and yeah, after 2 years, I got my voice back, and yeah, it was really for me.
Yeah, so all thanks to the God for being with you and, like, you know, taking you out of all this. Definitely. And like,
surgery was very risky, so I didn't go under the surgery process, but yeah.
Yeah.
I waited for 2 years, and yeah. But that 2 years was very hard for me, because I couldn't sing. I couldn't do anything. I just could listen to my old songs and covers. I just could wish that it gets healed. And I was
definitely, Madhav, we could feel your pain. Like, you know, when you said that thing that you couldn't sing for this 2 years, it has been definitely been a painful moment for you as a singer, that not able to sing. But definitely the God is there with you, and he definitely got a very beautiful voice and a career in front of you. So a big
thank you.
Congratulations on this part of coming back from a hard moment and start, like, you know, not giving up and going up with your motivation. I think that was a really noteworthy point. Madhav, what is your favorite part about being in this music industry?
Okay, so my favorite part is, like, this music connects me to my soul, and music gives me joy, and music gives me everything. I just can tell one thing, like, it gives me the way of, like, it taught me the way of living, and it gives me pleasure, it gives me so much motivation, and it gives me so much positivity.
Exactly. So it is full of mindfulness, and it really replenishes, and like, what you can say, it is really touching your soul from the bottom of the heart, you can say.
Exactly.
And moving on, Madhav, today we live in 21st century where the whole age is governed by social media. It might be Twitter, it might be Instagram, it might be Facebook, or lot more social media platforms. So, as I said before, like, you know, people do speak good things about you. Like, you know, whenever your musical cover comes out, your songs, your albums come out, people do have to give you a good comment regarding your work. At times, people do say something bad about the song that you release, or they might not like. So how do you handle this, both the parts? Like, how do you handle with the positive part, and how do you handle this negative part on the social media?
As of now, I'm getting very positive feedback from everyone on both my songs, original songs. Like, there are four now. So I'm getting very good feedback from all the fans and everyone. But yeah, I receive much negative feedback from my relatives, you know.
Okay, I think, like, you know, the world is a family for you because they are saying so much good things about you and they are loving you. Okay, never mind. Moving on with this. Madhav, like, the name of the show is House of Josh. So basically, we are dealing predominantly with the Josh and the motivation. So tell us your motivation, your Josh, that gets you out of the bed and gets you to the working every day. So what's that motivation behind you, or the internal motivation of yours that you start working every day very hard?
Right. So, I'm not a singer, I'm also a music producer and music director. So, every day I have to think, what can I do different from all the other singers and music producers that can hit people and that can be liked by everyone. So, every day I think of new ideas to include in the music, and lot of motivation I get from all my idols like A.R. Rahman and other music producers. So yeah, it is very, like, motivating for me, and every day I wake up and I listen to them and I get motivated and I start making music, which is different from modern music. Like, nowadays music, it's very different. So I try to keep music alive in my all the songs and all. Yeah. So that
so
is
being
my
unique
motivation.
And working hard is the motivation.
Yes, working hard is the key to success, you know.
Exactly. And Madhav, we are done with a lot of serious talks and everything. So now is the time to move to the Josh Fire, that is a happy segment where you have to answer honestly, being truthful, and most importantly, you have to be rapid.
Right.
Okay. And before we move to the Josh Fire, to cheer you up, it would be really unfair if you, like, you know, you're there on this podcast show and you're not singing Chandvi Gawa. So two lines of Chandvi Gawa before we move to the Josh Fire.
Yeah, sure. Why not? ਮੈਨੂੰ ਚੜੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਸਿੱਖ ਖੂ ਮਾਰੀ ਵੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਦਾ ਇੱਕੋ ਸੁਪਨਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੀ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਤਨੇ ਜਾਣਾ ਚਨਵੀ ਗਵਾ ਸਾਰੀ ਗਵਾ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਬਣਿਆ ਚਨਵੀ ਗਵਾ ਸਾਰੀ ਗਵਾ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਬਣਿਆ ਚਨਵੀ ਗਵਾ ਸਾਰੀ ਗਵਾ ਮੈਂ
Wow, that was indeed amazing. We all have enjoyed it, and I hope our listeners are really happy to have you singing on this podcast show. Really thank you, and it was a sweet and a melodious tune.
And I'm really enjoying it, so it's very amazing.
Yeah. It's a very good compliment for us. So moving on with the Josh Fire, are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, and you have to be super honest and fast at it.
Right, perfect.
Okay, so the first question to you, are you a mountain or a beach person?
No.
Mountain or beaches? Select one.
Okay, select one.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm neither a mountain person, neither a beach person. But if I have to choose one, I'll choose mountain.
Okay, tea or a coffee?
Coffee.
Name three weird things about your lifestyle.
Okay, weird things. So, like, it's like crazy things, right?
Yeah. Any crazy things about your lifestyle that you, like, you know, really want to put out on this podcast?
Yeah, sure. First, I love to cook.
Okay.
I'm a good chef. Yeah. Second, I hate dancing. And I was, like, I had to dance in Chandigarh. So
exactly, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, even, you know, the Angela, she's in that song. She was forcing me to dance in that song. So, yeah, I hate dancing.
And the third thing?
So, third thing I have to do is the third thing. Okay. I love traveling, yeah.
You love traveling?
Yeah.
Okay. The next question. Who do you think?
This is crazy or not, but yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it is definitely crazy and a good thing about it. Next question. Who do you think to be your competition in this music industry?
I have to say one word, no?
Yeah.
Competition. I don't see anyone as competition, you know?
So you're perfect in your own space and you just know that you have to improve in the area that you belong to.
Because I don't want to compare me with anyone.
Exactly. Okay.
I want to make my music. So this question...
Yeah, I think it is a really good answer that you have given. Like, you know, many people are behind competition, but they forget that you have to be unique in your own self.
Right.
Yeah, moving on. One thing of yours you would love to be insured about?
Insured about that I don't lose my identity.
You don't lose your
identity and individuality and... If I become a good singer, like if I become famous one day, I don't lose myself.
Yeah, okay. Next thing, pick anyone to team up with to be your dance partner. I know you don't love dancing, but you have to pick up anyone to be your dance partner.
It's Angela Krasinski.
Okay. Co-star in a movie.
What?
Co-star in a movie.
Sorry, I cannot see her hair again.
Co-star in a movie.
Co-star in a movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it's Sara Ali Khan.
Wow, that was a good answer. Next one is to be a gym partner.
Gym partner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that could be Deepika Padukone, right?
Okay, she's a gym freak, and even Madhav is a gym freak. So I think this Jodi is going to be the hit Jodi for the gymming.
I love gymming, you know, I am a gym freak, total gym freak. After okay. This podcast, I have to go to gym.
Wow. Okay, moving on. What the following people have you wish you had? Jussie Gill.
Popularity,
okay. Guru Randhawa.
Fan base.
Hadi Sandhu.
Physique.
Okay, Diljit Dosanjh.
Simplicity.
Okay. So rank the following people in terms of excellency. The first one is like, you know, you have to rank. The first one is the best one. Okay.
Right.
I'll give you the options. The options are Jussie Gill, Diljit Dosanjh, Guru Randhawa, Hadi Sandhu, Arminder Gill. Rank them in the terms of their excellency of their work.
Can you repeat the like options?
Yeah. Jussie Gill, Jussie, Diljit, Guru, Hardy, Arminder.
Last one is Amrinder Gill, right?
Yeah, Amrinder.
Right, so first is Diljit Dosanjh.
Mm-hmm.
Second comes Hardy Sandhu.
Mm-hmm.
Third comes Amrinder Gill.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth comes Jussie Gill.
Mm-hmm.
And fifth one is Guru Randhawa.
Okay, next question. Right. Name one person to have coffee with.
From celebrities or like anyone?
I think celebrities will work.
Okay. It's Anya Bhatt.
Okay. To hang out on a branch. To hang out on a branch. Maybe on a lunch or on a dinner.
Okay, to hang out on a branch. Right. So that could be Katrina Kaif.
Okay. Whose career graph you want to replicate?
Diljit Dosanjh.
Okay, that was really a great one because he is already excelling in his work and his career. So I think that would be a best person to replicate your career graph. So
yeah,
Madhav to be him a lot. What? Come again?
I admire him a lot. He's a very good actor and a singer too, and very good personality.
Okay, definitely. I think even we all admire Guru Randhawa for his kind heart and the best personality that he has got. Definitely. Moving on, Madhav, this was a very great, like you're getting 10 on 10 and hamper is coming your way. The last question to you is, what advice would you like to give the teenager mother who is looking out for some guidance in this world?
So my advice to everyone is to keep working hard and until they achieve what they dream. So do not let go of your dreams. Try to achieve it. And you can definitely achieve it if you work hard for it.
Okay, that was a good one. And moving on, like, you know, we have got a lot of Punjabi listeners and Punjabi lovers. So, like, you know, the advice, rather I would say a message to all your fans in Punjab. Like, two sentences of Punjabi message to all the fans.
ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਸਾਰੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਫੈਨਸ ਨੂੰ, ਮੈਂ ਮਾਧਵ ਮਹਾਜਨ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਇੰਨੀ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਤੇ ਇੰਨਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇਣ ਦੀ, ਤੇ ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਹੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਗਾਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਤੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਰਹੋ, ਧੰਨਵਾਦ।
Okay, so you're done here?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it was really lovely that you spoke in Punjabi. Like, unfortunately I couldn't understand everything of that, but I learned Punjabi.
Yeah, sure, it's a very good language.
It's a very sweet language, very sweet language. So with this, we are done with the podcast recording and really thank you for being on the podcast. It was so much of fun being with you.
Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.